ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 4, the Hamsa Guhya Prayers, text number 51. Esha pancha janasya anga duhita vai prajapate asikni nama Patnitve Pradesha Pratigriyattam Esha Pancha Nasya Esha Pancha Pancha Janasyanga Duhita Vai Prajapate Asikni nama patnitve Prajesha pratigriyatam Esha pancha janasyanga Duhita vai prajapate Asikni nama patnitve Prajesha pratigriyatam Ladies, can we get a Bhagavad Gita? Esha this panchajanasya a panchajana anga oh my dear son duhita the daughter. Vai, indeed, Prajapate, another Prajapati. Asikni nama, of the name Asikni. Patnidve, as your wife. Prajesha, O Prajapati. Pratigriyatam, let her be accepted. Translation. My dear son Daksha, Prajapati Panchajana has a daughter named Akshikni, whom I offer to you so that you may accept her as your wife. Text 52. Maituna vya vaya dharmastvam praja sargam imam puna. Maituna vya vaya dharminyam barisho bhavayishasi. Translation purport. Now unite in sexual life as man and woman. And in this way, by sexual intercourse, you'll be able to beget hundreds of children in the womb of this girl to increase the population. Purport. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, 7:11, Dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamosi. I am sex that is not contrary to religious principles. Sexual intercourse, ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is dharma, a religious principle, but is not intended for sense enjoyment. Indulgence in sense enjoyment through sexual intercourse is not allowed by the Vedic principles. One may follow the natural tendency for sex life only to beget children. Therefore, the Lord told Daksha in this verse, the girl is offered to you only for sex life to beget children, not for any other purpose. She is very fertile, and therefore you will be able to have as many children as you can beget. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura remarks in this connection that Daksha was given the facility for unlimited sexual intercourse. In Daksha's previous life, he was also known as Daksha, but in the course of performing sacrifices, he offended Lord Shiva, and thus his head was replaced with that of a goat. Then Daksha gave up his life because of his degraded condition, but because he maintained the same unlimited sexual desires, he underwent austerities by which he satisfied the Supreme Lord, who then gave him unlimited potency for sexual intercourse. It should be noted that although such a facility for sexual intercourse is achieved by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this facility is not offered to advanced devotees who are free from material desires. Anya bilashita shunyam. This connection, it may be noted that if American boys and girls engage in the Krishna consciousness movement, want to advance in Krishna consciousness to achieve the supreme benefit of loving service to the Lord, they should refrain from indulging in this facility for sex life. Therefore, we advise that one should at least refrain from illicit sex. Even if there are opportunities for sex life, one should voluntarily accept the limitation of having sex only for progeny, not for any other purpose. Kardama Muni was also given the facility for sex life, but he had only a slight desire for it. Therefore, after beginning children in the womb of Devahuti, Kardama Muni became completely renounced. The purport is that if one wants to return home back to Godhead, one should voluntarily refrain from sex life. Sex should be accepted only as much as needed, not unlimitedly. One should not think that Daksha received the favor of the Lord by receiving the facilities for unlimited sex. Later verses will reveal that Daksha again committed an offense, this time at the lotus feet of Narada. Therefore, through sex life, although sex life is the topmost enjoyment in the material world, and although one may have an opportunity for sexual enjoyment by the grace of God, this entails a risk of committing offenses. Dakshu is open to such offenses, and therefore, strictly speaking, he was not actually favored by the Supreme Lord. One should not seek the favor of the Lord for unlimited potency in sex life. Mom Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristai Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vracharane Nirvishesha Shnuvadi Paskyadya De Sitarane. How do you turn this off? This is the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Bhagavatam deals from the very beginning with Dharma Prayojita Kaitavotra Nimatsaranam Param Vedya Vastavam. That it takes, well, kicks out, Prabhupada uses the word kicks out, Dharma Prayojita Kaitava, this cheating tendency towards religiosity. In the material world, people follow religious principles in order to, generally in order to know how to enjoy properly. Because by following religious principles, one can actually know how to develop economically in order to get nice food and nice clear water, fresh air, peaceful life, everything that's enjoyable in this material world. Nice relationships, security, these come through following religious principles. Nowadays, people think that they can manufacture things and that will make them happy. But we can see they've manufactured so many things, and by their technology, they've simply created a lack of good food, fresh air, clean water, nice relationships with people. They've simply created the opposite of what actually will satisfy them and their senses. Just like we see on the basis of these desires to enjoy the material nature outside the limits of Dharma, now there's so many wars going on for exploitation so that they can manufacture the things that won't satisfy them anyhow. And all they're doing is creating not only technological gadgets, but they're creating so much karma so that they're going to have to suffer more and more, maybe not even the human form of life. And although the results of their activities are obvious, here in Los Angeles I heard there's clouds of radiation being delivered free from Japan. For most things from Japan, you have to pay a lot of money, but this is coming freely. There it is. And yet people are proud of their technological advances, although it's causing them so much difficulty. And ultimately, what is it all centered around? Prahlad Maharaj said, Yan maitu naidi, grihamedi, sukham, hitucham. It's all on the basis of trying to satisfy adanta go viravishitam tamizram, punak punas charvata charvananam, trying to satisfy the senses which can't be satisfied. No matter how much one tries to satisfy them in the wrong way, they won't be satisfied. And even if we do it in the right way through religious principles will take one to the platform where one can understand that although there may be some degree of satisfaction, but compared to Krishna consciousness, it's tuchavat. It's insignificant. But if one doesn't even get insignificant sense gratification, simply on the basis of one's imagination, one will think, if only I did it the right way, then I would actually have it enjoyed. So Maya will always convince one that actually it would have been nice, you just did it wrong, that's all. You got the wrong lady, or you got the wrong man, you got the wrong children, or the wrong house, or the wrong job. And if you get the right one, then you'll actually be satisfied and happy, and that will go on forever. So Maya tricks one like that, But if one actually follows religious principles and has a very nice relationship with one's wife based upon religious principles and with the rest of society, then one will see, well, this is all right, but compared to Krishna consciousness, there is no real substance to it. On the other hand, the Bhagavatam will go one canto after another, all the problems that irreligion brings about. From Hiranyakashipu and his desire to become the lord of material nature, although he underwent so much austerity, but because he wasn't sensed, and ultimately it was out of envy for the Supreme Lord, he was not satisfied. He was always angry, it was said. He was always drinking strong liquors, chastising people for no reason, because he was frustrated. He wanted satisfaction, but although he controlled the whole universe and he thought he had become immortal, but he still was not very happy. What to speak of, even in the demigod kingdom, we have Lord Shiva and his wife, Sati, how due to worldly mindedness she had left home and went to the party, and how much problems it caused because she didn't listen to her husband. And one after another, we find that there are so many in the eighth canto, Pururava, and other personalities. Sometimes we find like Sudyama, he became a woman and then he became a man and a woman and a man. How many problems these things cause, one after another. Only when we get into the tenth canto, these problems are solved, because in the tenth canto there's no more sense gratification. Because one has actually achieved the objective of life, namely to center everything upon Krishna. Therefore, because the material world works by desire, and because we're attached to our desires, and therefore on that basis, Krishna, he says that he doesn't interfere with our desires. The chanmatani karmani nibandanti dharanjaya udasi nadvarasi namasaktam teshu karmasu. That all this work cannot bind me, I'm ever detached, seated as though neutral. So we've accumulated so many desires since time immemorial, and because of our attachment to those desires, therefore, Krishna is arranging our different circumstances that we're going through in material existence. And he says that although he knows it's not good for the soul, but if the soul chooses that, then Krishna makes the arrangements. And it's not that intellectually we can simply reject our desire, oh, this is not good, but sometimes people reject something and they become more attached to it than when they were attached to it. The typical brahmachari who every time he sees a lady spits in the street and whatever. But he's usually the first one to get married. It's just a question of which one he was looking for, that's all. So attachment and aversion are felt by embodied beings. Indriyasindriyasyarate raga dvesho vyavyastito. But one should not fall under the control of the senses or their objects, because they're stumbling blocks in the path of self-realization. So either we're attached to something or averse to it, we're going to get the results of it. Because that's how Krishna has arranged the material energy. And he knows exactly what our desires are. He knows what desires are arising at what time. And he knows our reaction to them. Even the great sages who understood intellectually that material desires only cause problems, and therefore, like Vishvamrita Muni or others, Subhari Muni went underneath the water. Subhari Muni went underneath the water and meditated. Was supposedly absorbed in Brahman, but because he was thinking himself to be some kind of controller, therefore he offended Garuda. And by that offense, he wound up not only getting married, but getting married in a big time with 50 ladies. and having, I mean, a lot of responsibility. 50 ladies and how many children. And before he was just sitting there doing nothing. Now he had 50 ladies engaging him along with the children. So it took him some time. Then he realized that maybe I should go back into the water again. Similarly, Vishwamrita Muni, 60,000 years of meditating, and then a little tinkle of ankle bell, it was all over. It didn't take much, because it was probably a very nice ankle bell. And then another 60,000 years, when he heard the ankle bell this time, he became very angry, and fire shot out of his eyes, and the poor lady was fried completely. And then, after another 60,000 years, no one wanted to go near him. What to speak of another apsara? And then finally Brahma came and gave him second initiation. So much problems, a little desire in the wrong way, and one is more or less wasted his time and has to start over. So what to speak of ourselves? I mean, we wouldn't last for 60 minutes. What to speak of 60,000 years? But on the other hand, if one can achieve a higher taste, if one can factually try in the midst of the disturbing desires that are entering into our mind, like just like rivers entering into the ocean, if in the midst of that we can try to develop the higher taste of associating with Krishna through developing the process of learning how to listen to the sound of the holy name and the philosophy that will help us hear and experience Krishna through the process of devotional service. If we try to develop our ability to hear, then in spite of all the desires that may come and they may go, still gradually the higher taste, if we cultivate it, of associating with Krishna, then gradually they'll will become detached. Krishna says, Asamushaya Mahabaho, Manodir Nirgraham Chalam, Abhyasena Tukuntiya Vairagena Chikriyate. It is very difficult to curb the restless mind, O Arjuna, but it's possible by suitable practice and by detachment. So suitable practice, trying to learn how to chant Hare Krishna without offense, and at the same time, here, so much information is given to us, why should we become detached? People are dreaming of all the happiness they can get, especially nowadays. Previously, people would emphasize more eating, because it was difficult to get the food, they have to perform so much sacrifice, so much responsibility of taking care of children. They understood the laws of karma there. If you have children, they have to take care of them or else you get a reaction for it. So much responsibility. Therefore, they were working hard just to get some food and a little peaceful life and household life. But nowadays, they're imagining that we're free from the laws of material nature, and we don't have to worry about food, although hardly anyone gets any real food. I mean, even the animals sometimes, as I mentioned before, they fed some rats a typical breakfast cereal that's appreciated in America greatly, shredded wheat. So they fed the rats the shredded wheat, trying to ascertain what is the nutritional value for the rats in the shredded wheat. But the rats, they wouldn't eat the shredded wheat. They ate the box that it came in. They didn't want to get, they wanted real nutrition, not this. So people can work hard trying to enjoy their senses, but at the end, they'll simply wind up frustrated because they don't know how to properly gratify their senses. So much trouble to enjoy, but at least people knew how to enjoy previously some good food. But now people have no idea. They think they're eating good food, but they're not even eating food, so their minds are hungry. They can't get proper rest. And therefore, they have been advertised that actually should be hungry for sex life. Therefore, in so many different ways, because they're dissatisfied in every other way, they're imagining that by unlimited sex life, they'll become satisfied. So everything is advertised, trying to constantly stimulate people. And therefore, that's one of the reasons why people grow old so quickly in Kali Yuga, because they dissipate all their energies through intoxication, illicit sex. And at the end, they're completely crazy. And therefore, they're always trying to take intoxication to try to dull all the pain that they're creating through their unlimited desire, their creation, or they're dissipating all their energies through their sinful activities. And therefore, instead of becoming satisfied, people are becoming less satisfied, and this is creating so many problems. And they don't know where the problems are coming from. They don't realize it's because their uncontrolled senses, this is what's creating the problems. But here, Daksha, he has what everyone's hankering for, a nice wife and unlimited sex. And at the end, what happens? He offends Narada Muni. He gets nice children, first-class situation. And at the end, he offends Narada Muni. Next time, he doesn't get a goat's head, but he gets into trouble again. And he becomes envious, and he offends a saint. And therefore, his chances of actually getting the higher taste of spiritual happiness, they diminish as a result of his, although legal, but practically too much sex life. Therefore, Prabhupada advises here, one should try to limit, because we can't stop our desires, and even artificially one tries to refrain from sex enjoyment and simply control the senses. Krishna says, Karmendriyani samyamya yaste manasasmaran indriyartam vimudatma mityacharas uchite, that one who restrains the senses from their objects, but his mind dwells on the sense objects, he certainly befools himself and is called a pretender. So one may artificially, simply constantly restrain the senses from their objects, but if at the end one becomes more attached to those objects, just like they were on a fast day, someone may celebrate Ekadasi and do Neel Jal Ekadasi every fast. Of course, we were told that some devotees do Neel Jal, but they have a big feast during Ekadasi, but they don't take a drop of water. And they claim they're following Neel Jal Ekadasi. But one can follow Neel Jal Ekadasi every Ekadasi, and simply at the end of the Ekadasi, the next day, eat twice as much as they normally would, or three times, just to celebrate the end of the Neel Jal Ekadasi. So this type of refraining the senses from their objects sometimes produces even more hankering, even more desire. Instead of just eating a meal and then forgetting about it, one is fasting the whole day, thinking about 2 hours left, an hour, 59 minutes. When is this torture going to end? I can finally get back to normal life again. So similarly, one who restrains his senses from sex life, and if one is not cultivating Krishna consciousness, especially in Kali Yuga, then generally one would become more attached to it. Or it comes out as anger, furious anger. Therefore, for most devotees, or for many devotees, it's recommended that one can have a regulated household life, but it should be done in Krishna consciousness, and then one will see it's not everything it's advertised for. There's just so much advertisement trying to inspire people to engage in sex life, and everyone winds up dissatisfied because the advertisement never really fulfills its promise. And people are left, they don't know what they actually missed is an opportunity to get real tapo divyam putraka yenish sadvam shudyat tasmai brahma sokyam tvanam antam. They can really get real unlimited happiness that they're really striving for. They're just being misdirected. Therefore, we should take notice of what in the Bhagavatam, the histories of so many great personalities, greater than we are, and how much trouble they got into by not, well, by being involved in the material energy somehow or another. And the great souls who properly followed religious principles and were able to develop a higher taste in Krishna consciousness and therefore became aloof from all kinds of sense gratificatory desires and eventually went back to the spiritual kingdom. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? Okay, thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Whose beads are these?
This one lounge?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll invite people.
Every Thursday.